Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan,
WFAN. All righty, folks, welcome back. It's a jam-packed Thursday edition of JJ After Dark. It's John Jastrzemski right here on The Fan, and we are welcoming in a guy who is as good as it gets on TV. He's a three-time Super Bowl champ. You see him now on Fox Sports. My main man, Mark Schlereff. What's happening, Mark? How we doing, bro?
John, I'm doing great, man. Great to be with you. I appreciate it.
Well, Mark, let's start here. We got a whole lot of fired up New York Jet fans listening to the show as we speak. What's your initial take on one Robert Saleh? You think the Jets going in the right direction with their head coach?
I love Robert Saleh. I tell you what, in my years now broadcasting games for Fox in the last 4 years, he has been one of my favorite people to talk football with. He is so passionate. He's such a great guy. And one of the things I love about him is he is one of those guys that's a complete and total responsibility taker. If my guys don't play well, that's on me. And I'll jump on that hand grenade. And as a player, man, you want to play for a guy like that. A guy that doesn't throw you out under the bus, you know, in the media, in the public. A guy that will, you know, will jump on all those hand grenades, so to speak. So he's a guy that I love. He's a guy that I just have really enjoyed getting to know over the last couple of years. And here's the other thing I love about the way he coaches, his approach. He's a keep it simple, stupid guy, right? We're going to play what we play, and we're going to play it better than anybody else. And everybody is going to be dialed into what their responsibility is so that they can play at full speed with their hair on fire. You know, his big thing is all gas, no brakes, right? That's who he is. And I tell you what, you talk to anybody who plays for Robert Saleh, anybody who played in San Francisco for Robert, they love him. Man, they love him, and they go out and play their asses off for him. So I have nothing but the utmost respect for what he's done throughout his career and the way he handles himself as a man, but the way he handles himself as a coach. So I couldn't be – I honestly, when he got that job, man, I was so geeked for him. And, you know, I was so jacked for Jets fans because, hell, you know, it's – you know, I worked for years at ESPN where there was a lot of Jets fans, and, you know, it's they're miserable. The Jets fans are miserable, and I understand why. So you got a good one. There's no question about that. He's a great man.
Obviously, Deshaun Watson's the number one talk of the town. I mean, I think everybody in the league, basically, Mark, wants to go and get him. But let's assume the Jets don't get him. Do you think Sam Darnold can be salvaged as a quarterback in this league?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I think, you know, I think you look at any quarterback. Listen, Matthew Stafford goes to the Rams. Matthew Stafford, you know, people will sit there and say, hey, the win-loss record and all the crap that people talk about, right? Matthew Stafford is as talented as anybody in the National Football League at throwing a football. I mean, he is incredible. Arm talent-wise, I put Matthew Stafford right there with with Patrick Mahomes and with Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's how talented he is. He's as tough as nails, man. That guy takes a beating. And, you know, it's interesting to me because people say, well, his win-loss records. No, I don't care. Like complete teams win football games. Do you know that in 12 years of starting for the Lions, 11 times he's had a guy rush for 100 yards?
It's
in
insanity.
12 freaking
insanity,
years.
Bro. Insanity.
Right. He's had a top 10 defense one time in the NFL. And in that 1 year, they went 11-5. You got to have that football team for a guy to have success. There are very few guys that can carry anybody or carry a team. If you don't have, you know, we're all dependent positions, right? But at the quarterback position, if you can't protect and you don't have guys that can get open and you don't have a run game and you don't have other things you can lean on, it's really hard to win. Remember, Deshaun Watson, who everybody is, you know, completely Twitter pated over, he went 4-12 last year, right? Without a good team, he went 4-12. So, yeah, is Sam Darnold salvageable? Absolutely he is.
From a Rams standpoint, you mentioned Stafford. I love the trade. To me, they kind of hit their peak, Mark, where they were going to go with Jared Goff. I think Stafford could get him to another level. Did you think that trade was worth it?
Absolutely. And I love the fact that, you know, I've always believed in, and when I came up with Washington, Joe Gibbs, Bobby Beathard drafted me. Joe Gibbs was my head coach. They had a belief that we will trade unknown commodities for known commodities. Like, I'd rather have a player that I know can play in the NFL than a guy that I'm going to draft that I have no idea. Think about this. Do you know that there were 22 quarterbacks drafted from 2009 to 2016 in the first round? 22. How many are still with the original team that drafted them?
Wow, that's a great question.
One.
Holy. Damn, bro.
There were 22 first-rounders at the quarterback position from 2009 to 2016. One remains with his team, and he got benched last year. It's Carson Wentz. So, yeah, like everybody thinks that it's just hey, I got these draft picks. It's money in the bank, you know? It isn't. Like, half the kids can't play. 50% of the first rounders are going to be busts. It's just the way it is. So I get a guy that opens up my Super Bowl window with the great defensive players we have, like Aaron Donald and Ramsey. Like, I've got a guy that, that is going to come in here and give me a chance to exploit that Super Bowl window. I'm taking it.
Mark, as we get ready for the Super Bowl, listen, normally it's like these storylines, you get sick and tired of them. It's 2 weeks. It's like, get me to the damn game, for goodness sakes. But at the same time, I think about this matchup, Mahomes and what he's trying to chase down over time. Brady, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. How stunned are you that at 43 years old, Tom Brady is still here playing in these Super Bowls? You know, Mark, I've said it like year in and year out, oh, this might be the last one. You know, this might be the last one. I'm done with that, bro. Until I see Tom Brady ride off into the sunset, I'm done counting that guy out. I'm over it, bro. I'm over
right. It. You know, it's been funny, man. I talked to him four times this year because I did four Tampa games. And it just fascinates me that there's so many people that are trying to write his obituary. And, like, I've watched him for the last 20 years. I have seen no discernible drop-off in his throwing skills from 43 to 33 to 28. Like, he's gotten stronger, and his talent is incredible. I think the thing that blows me away more than anything else is that he's not sated by his own success. Like, that he still grinds. He's still, like, mentally, he's sharp. He still is in it. He's studying. He's working. Physically, he's as good as he's ever been. It's just as fascinating to me because human nature would say, man, I've had so much success. I'm just going to kind of put it in cruise control. And that dude grinds like it's nobody's business. And by the way, he had the ultimate just absolute kind of humble flex. On Monday, they asked him about, you know, how different it is during doing Super Bowl Zoom conferences instead of being at the site. And he goes, yeah, it's way different than the first 9 times I was here. Like, you talk about having a set of balls, right? Just being an absolute dick, I love it. I love the way he approaches the game.
Well, and you think about it, Mark, how much of this, you know, the satisfaction of leaving the safe haven, that comfort zone in New England. People in the offseason, listen, I was taking calls on it. He's never going to win there. He's leaving Bill Belichick. You know this as a competitor. He's loving the fact that he got to this game before his head coach. I don't think there's any doubt, right?
Oh, he's the ultimate competitor. And he wants – it doesn't matter. Guys like that, you get to the NFL, it doesn't matter what you're doing. We can be washing dishes, and I want to wash them better than you. It's just the way a guy like Tom Brady is wired. It's got, you know, you get to the NFL, you're just wired that way. And there's no question, you know, he'll play humble, and he won't mention anything about it. But, you know, deep down inside, you know, he's like Brady 1, Belichick 0. You know, I mean, you know, that's what motivates guys like that.
We got Mark Schlereth, Fox Sports, 3-time Super Bowl champion, joins us here on The Fan. Okay, Mark, biggest key for Tampa. They're going to win this game. They're going to slow down the best player in the sport, in Patrick Mahomes. What's it got to be?
I think there's a couple of things. One, you have to be able to affect Patrick Mahomes inside the pocket. Like, you cannot let him get outside. You cannot let them go schoolyard. And so, to me, containment – if you're blitzing in the middle, you got to have containment on the edge. You can't let him get out. They're going to blitz. They're going to pressure. That's what they do. They're going to try to do jam receivers and basically disrupt routes and all those things. But you got to get to Patrick Mahomes and affect him inside the pocket. Like, and that's easy to say. It's really hard to do. But that, to me, like, one of the things that I think about Patrick Mahomes is, I always call it the 70-30 rule. 70% of the time you're on schedule, you're just managing the game. 30% of the time things break down as an offense, and that's when your quarterback has to go out and make a play. To me, I want to make sure that Patrick Mahomes is managing the game 90% of the time. I want to make sure that he doesn't get the chance to be, you know, to go schoolyard and have those routes break and guys, you know, short routes go deep and deep routes come back. I want to make sure I eliminate that stuff and just make him beat us essentially from the neck up. And we get him into the red zone. We mitigate some of the speed. We make him kick field goals. That, to me, is a huge key, because when he starts to scramble around and move around, that's when a guy can be draped along his, you know, his legs. He can be falling down sideways, throw a sidearm pass 40 yards down the field and put an absolute dime piece on his receiver running at full speed. Like that, you can't. Like, you, there's no defense for that stuff.
You played and won in this game 3 times. The Elway Super Bowl beating the Packers. That's one of my favorite Super Bowls of all time. You're in the huddle. He goes for that helicopter. Are you guys saying, man, I love you? Are you saying, are you out of your mind? Are you just thinking, there's no way in the world we're going to lose this game? Like, what was going through your mind as you watched that play?
You know, going through my mind is the sacrifice that you have to be willing to make to win. And to have a guy at that time, he's 37 years old, you know, you're like, hell yeah. Like that, like, they ain't no way we're losing this game. And we were playing really good football. But that's the feeling you get as you roll back to the huddle and you convert. That was a 3rd-and-6. And that's the feeling you get when you have that kind of sacrifice, guys willing to make that kind of sacrifice. And the other thing that was different about that time, you know, I talked to players in today's game. A lot of them don't have a great sense of the history of the game. You know, they grew up playing video games, and that's where they really, you know, really, learned their love of the NFL, right? We grew up, in my time, we grew up watching the NFL. So I knew the history of John Elway. I knew the history of the Broncos in the Super Bowl. So for us, it was really important not only to win the game because we were going to get a ring, but more importantly, it was to win that game so John Elway could get a ring, because we knew that history. And so it was a really important, you know, that kind of team atmosphere was huge.
Mark, final one. Appreciate the time. What do you got cooking with Pathogen Solutions? I know you got a whole lot that you want to tell us about. So please, the floor is yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Pathogen Solutions is about getting us back into the game, right? Getting us back into stadiums, getting us back connected. I've been doing radio from separate rooms, you know, and my host is in one room. I'm in another room. We're looking through a glass. I mean, I like to be connected, right? I like that sense.
I wish we were doing this in person, right? Not this Zoom nonsense.
Right. Exactly. So What Pathogen Solutions is doing, we're used to wearing the masks, washing our hands, and then we walk into the facility with our dirty shoes on, right? So they have created a shoe sanitizing unit. You stand on it for 8 seconds. It zaps 99.999% of all pathogens like staph, E. coli, coronavirus. So you're not tracking it into the facility. And, you know, to get us back into the stadiums, to get us back connected again, they're using it down in Tampa during the Super Bowl at several different venues. Incredible technology. And I tell you what, it's like I said, it's about getting us back to normal. We're used to washing our hands and using the masks. Now here's another layer of safety to make sure that we can, you know, interact together again in the near future. That's Pathogen Solutions. Check them out at path03gen.com. That's path03gen.com.
Mark, you are the man. Thank you so much for the time. I hope you're hitting them straight on the golf course. I know that you are. I don't have any doubt about that. And hopefully next year at this time, we're doing this in person. I know your living room and your kitchen looks nice, but I know you're sick of the bobbleheads already, bro.
Yeah, absolutely, John. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll be back together next year.
There you have it. That's Mark Schlereff. Great stuff. Super Bowl champ. We're back with more of your calls right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.